My name is Jordy Blaine, and I'm here to assist you while you listen to the Assist podcast. Our topics range from success, failure, health, life, and everything in between. I'm here to assist you in all that life has to offer. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Assist podcast. Today is our fabulous fifth episode, and I am so excited to have our guest on. We've been trying to have her on for quite a while, so I was so happy that we could finally get her on today to share all of her knowledge. I want to welcome everybody, Terry McDougall. How are you?
Jordy, I am great. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
I appreciate it. And again, like I was just so excited once we could finally make this happen. So I just want to kind of kick off by getting to know like your background history leading up to everything that you do now as a career coach and then as an author as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually spent 30 years in the marketing world. Bulk of my career was spent at two large national banks. I eventually rose to head marketing for several of the businesses at my last employer. And then In 2017, I decided to kind of take a radical left turn, if you will. I left the banking world, left the marketing world, and went through a coach training program to become a certified professional coach. And I'm still very passionate about the corporate world. You know, as a marketing leader, I always really enjoyed mentoring and coaching people on my staff. I mean, I'm all about helping people tap into their full potential. And so as an executive and career coach, that's what I do now. I help people either be more effective in their current roles. Sometimes people are at a crossroads and they're kind of like, I've been doing this for a while. I'm not sure if I want to keep doing it. I'll help them, you know, decide what direction they want to go in next in their career. And then I also work with people who are in job search to develop a you know, strong, effective job search strategy.
Sure.
And then, I mean, you mentioned my book. I wrote a book that came out in April of 2020.
Exciting.
It's called Winning the Game of Work, Career Happiness and Success on Your Own Terms. So it's a lot of lessons from my career. You know, I feel like a lot of things that I learned about being successful in the corporate world were not really intuitive. And I feel like I learned a lot of lessons the hard way. I actually was lucky to have some good mentors along the way. And I actually hired coaches along the way, too. That was kind of my first exposure to the whole profession of coaching.
Gotcha.
And so I just poured all of my thoughts. And I actually interviewed a bunch of people, too, for the book, just, you know, to give people my thoughts and tips and wisdom that it took 30 years to accumulate so that other people can maybe have an easier time of being successful and happy in what they do for a living.
Well, let's kind of start with, I mean, I feel like entrepreneurs, even, you know, the owners of the Assist app, you all, we're all starting, you know, we're getting our feet wet in the corporate world and then we realize, you know, that's not for us. And you said you took like, you know, lack of better terms, a radical left, you know, did something happen to, you know, make you realize I want to be doing something else or I'm not happy?
Well, you know, I feel like I was always what you call intrapreneurial. So I worked for these big companies, but very often I was working on, you know, new and untested greenfield type projects. I mean, marketing is a very creative field where, you know, a lot of times you're looking out into the ether and creating something that's never been done before. I was very comfortable with that. I often felt like I was, you know, sort of pointed towards the jungle and given a machete and said, like, go in there and see what the opportunities are, right? And I love that.
Whacking away.
Yeah, whacking away, finding a, cutting a path to see, like, hey, what are the opportunities in here? So that was always within me. And, you know, I was just able to sort of fulfill that desire within this larger organization and get a regular paycheck, you know? But in my last employer, first of all, the company is not, the headquarters are not in the US. It's a foreign company. So I worked there for 12 years, and over the course of the 12 years, they were actually kind of pulling more and more of sort of the senior leadership roles into, the home country. And so over the 12 years that I was there, There were fewer opportunities to move up within the US. And
Gotcha.
in the 12 years I was there, I had four different jobs. And the last job that I had was not one that I applied for. It wasn't, sometimes it
Okay.
just happens that your boss is like, I want you in this role. And I actually
And
did
you're like,
not want the
okay.
job. I was like, I don't really want that
Right.
job. And she was like, I really want you to have this job. So it never was
Okay.
really a good fit from the start. I gave it my best college try, if you will, but I wasn't that happy in the role. And so it just got me thinking, what's next? And I actually applied at other companies and, for good jobs. And what I was finding was that in my heart of hearts, I wasn't that excited about what the next logical step was. And so that just kind of started me on this, I guess, self-discovery journey in a way for me to be like, what would make you happy? What do you want to do? And it's scary sometimes to ask yourself that question,
Of
because
course.
it can mean, like in my case, I was the primary breadwinner for our family. My husband had a, small photography business that he was just doing. He was home with our kids and, it was just
So you
sort of like
probably
a
felt like a
side.
big weight on
I
your
did.
shoulders,
I definitely did. I definitely did. We had some money saved up. So, for me to leave my job, it wasn't like we were going to end up on the street. But it's funny, in the beginning, I definitely, like on a deep level, felt I had like kind of conflicting feelings. Like part of me was
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
woo, I've jumped out of the corporate airplane and I'm skydiving. And I'm like, it was like fun. But I also just kind of felt like any moment I was going to hit that tarmac and go splat. And I
For
really had to
sure.
explore that personally to say, okay, what's that panicky, what's that belief that's behind that panicky feeling that you have? Because at times I did feel a little bit frozen in the beginning. And what I realized was that, yeah, I was fearful that I had been used to getting the direct deposit every 2 weeks, right?
Right, of
Been
course.
used to getting the bonuses at the end of the year, and I had to get used to a new way of making a living. And there's lots of things about it that I really, really love. I can just decide what I want to work on. If I decide I want to take time and write a book, I can do that. If I want to be on podcasts, I can do that. I can, partner with whoever I want to partner with without asking anybody, right? It's my decision. But risk goes along with that, right? And I'd say that overall, this has been an exciting journey for me, and it's been a life-changing journey. Like people that I found along the way, I feel like really are more my tribe,
That makes sense.
and it's so it's I don't know. I mean,
It's
and
good.
I think sometimes too, like I hate to say this because it sounds like so cliche, but in some ways I feel like it was kind of a midlife crisis, just to get to a certain point in my life and be like, you know what? I
Totally.
did this thing. I was successful at it. I made good money doing it. I was exposed. I had lots of great experiences, met so many great people, but I'm kind of done with this chapter,
And that's okay.
Yeah, opening up a new chapter is freaking scary, right? But you can sort of also, just kind of die on the vine if you just stay attached to something that's not giving you lifeblood anymore.
If it's not giving, then it's really just gonna like take from you, and then you're
Yeah.
no good to yourself or anyone else.
And that was kind of what was happening too. It wasn't like I mean, I could do my job. I just wasn't getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. And, I definitely have not, I mean, I like making money, obviously, but that wasn't really why I was working. I worked for, to be creative, to help people, to, be part of like, strategy and making big stuff happen. Like that was why I was there. And, in that role that I was in, there were a lot of issues that were obstacles that were really beyond my ability to change. And, it just was not a fulfilling place to be.
Totally. So you said, you know, that before you went into your coach training, you had hired coaches in your, was that during that career that you were hiring outside help maybe to make decisions, or what
My
was that like?
first time that I hired a coach was not at the last employer, but the employer before that. And I'll tell the
Okay.
story really briefly because
Yeah.
it's I was sort of the right-hand person to the head of marketing for one of the divisions at the company, and
Okay.
I had some good responsibility. I had somebody that reported to me. I was in a
Yeah.
good role.
Sure.
And I worked really closely with the head of marketing. He was often help having me like kind of develop the communications that were going to go out in the company, and I was very involved in the strategy for the division. But he was the face of the department, and he ended up
Okay.
leaving the company. And I said to myself, you know what? I've kind of looked over his shoulder. I kind of know what needs to be done. And in fact, I was doing a lot of it, even though he might have been the person presenting it. So I threw my
Right.
hat in
You're
the
like, I
ring.
can do this.
Yeah, I was a little bit scared because it was like definitely stepping up. But I threw my hat in the ring, and I was a little naive, to tell you the truth. I had been at the company for about 8 or 9 years, and I just thought, oh, everybody knows me, like they know I've been doing a good job. And when I went into
Right.
the interview process, I didn't really do anything to like strategize or think about how do I need to show up. I just was like,
Sure.
hey, here I am. Hi. That's kind of how I was. And that worked okay for like the HR, the initial screening interview. But
Sure.
the second interview was a panel interview with
Oh no.
several colleagues from marketing that were in a different city. And I had to travel there, and I was sitting there. And it's like, when you're sitting in a seat and there's like three people sitting in front of you,
Of
like kind of firing
course.
questions,
You're like, ah.
I got really nervous, and I
Yes.
did not do well. I did not do well. And so I got eliminated from the interview process. And I felt kind of humiliated because I was like, man, I'm
For,
kind of the heir
yeah.
apparent. Like, I know my stuff, but I just didn't do a good job of like being able to present that.
Right. It happens.
At that time, I was like, I don't want this to happen again. And this was back in the early 2000s. And I said to myself, like, oh, I think there's something called like a career coach because it wasn't as common back
Yeah,
then. And so I like
definitely.
went on to Google wasn't even around. So I went on to like Yahoo, and I'm like searching for, career coach. And I found somebody in my town, and I hired her, even though it's funny because what she charged at the time seemed like a lot of money.
I
But I
was
was
just gonna
like,
ask that.
it's a fraction of what I charge, but it seemed
Sure,
like a lot to
okay.
me then.
Right, back
And
then, right.
so I worked with her for a few months, and she helped me with a lot of things. I mean, she helped me kind of mentally promote myself to that next level, to start to envision
Yeah.
myself as a leader, not as the second banana. She
Yes.
helped me to think about how do I talk about the value that I can bring. Right? Because,
Yep.
like we just show up at work and just do what we do. But like, how do you
Right.
talk
We
to
know how to
people
do
about
it
that?
exactly.
How do you
Right.
like, connect it with the value that the
Yep.
business will benefit from? And then she
Yes.
helped me, look at myself and say, what do I need to do to, when I show up, people are like, she looks like a leader. So I kind of did a bit of a makeover, got a haircut, bought some
100%.
nicer clothes, that
Yes.
kind of
That's
stuff.
amazing.
So the interesting thing, okay, so I was prepared, right? And this is great. I didn't think
Yeah.
that I thought that was the end of that job opportunity. But what happened was they got to the end of the interview process, and they offered that job to someone, and she turned it down. And so they
Oh.
restarted the interview process from the beginning. And so I'd
Wow.
been
Okay.
done with the coaching, and so I threw my hat in the ring again. This time, I made it all the way to the finals. It was me and an external
Good for
candidate,
you.
another panel interview, except for this time it was the CEO of the division and his two top executives. And
Okay.
I can remember it like clear as day. I'm sitting in his like fancy boardroom office
Sure.
office. And I can remember what I was wearing. I had this really nice suit on and everything. And
Yes.
I was like, being really confident. I think I did a great
Yes.
job.
Yep. Of course.
Unfortunately, I think they decided they wanted some new blood, so they offered the job to the external
Oh
candidate.
no.
But I felt bad that I didn't get it, but I felt like I played to win the second
Yep.
time, and I just for whatever, you know, due to circumstances, I didn't win, right? But the day I found out that I didn't get the job, I got a call from a recruiter. And this started this whole process of interviewing. I actually ended up by the, like, 3 or 4 months after this, I had 2 job offers. And I was actively interviewing with a third company. And I ended up taking one of the job offers that moved me from North Carolina to Chicago. And it was a better job than the one I didn't get. It was a new, like, new growth area for me. That's international amazing. Company, like, just so many, it was a better job.
Step up.
So I tell that story because it's embarrassing to say you're a 2-time loser.
No,
sometimes, you know, you just got to keep playing and you'll eventually win. And I feel like that's what happened. I just was willing to face my challenge and
perseverance, you know, for sure.
Just keep going and believe in myself. And, you know, the opportunity, when I prepared myself, the opportunity presented itself. So,
So can you tell us about, you know, your book, Winning the Game of Work? What is that? What did it take for you to write that, you know, learning from everything that you've been through? And then, like, what do you want the world to take from it?
Well, when I was, I think it was when I was getting ready to leave my job, I think that I just had a lot to process, right? Because it's when you've been working for 30 years and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to quit my job. There's a lot of stuff that comes up. And in fact, like, during that period, I would kind of wake up in the morning and I would grab my phone and I would, like, I actually started blogging, right? Because I wanted to share these thoughts, like, lessons
Good for you.
That were coming up. And I grabbed my phone and I, you know, type out like 500 words. And I started a blog. Right. So I did this for like 2 years, from 2017 to 2019. And somewhere along the line, somebody said to me, you know, you probably have enough words in your blog, because you've been very regular, to start a book, to write a book. And then also, around the same time, a friend said, oh, I'm in this book writing program. And so I kind of put 2 and 2 together. And I was like, oh, tell me about the book writing program. So I joined the book writing program she was doing. And I took all the words that I had from my blog. Now, you know, I didn't just, like, download them and that was my book. It really was just sort of like the seeds of the book. But my, I guess, like, sort of my mission was always about, you know, I played to win in my career. You know, I wanted to be successful. I got an MBA. I, you know, I've hired coaches, all that kind of stuff. But I also wanted to be happy. You know, I didn't want to just, you know, be chasing that brass ring and lose sight of, like, what's satisfying to me. And so,
well, life, you know.
Yes, exactly. And so, I know, I mean, and this happened to me at times. Sometimes I'd be so caught up in work that I would not be engaging in things in my life that made me happy. And I knew that wasn't really healthy. And so, and what I do now, I mean, I coach people to expand that overlap between their professional success and their personal happiness. And so that's what my book is about. It's like me teaching a lot of the lessons that I learned either the hard way or through mentors or through the coaching about, you know, how to understand the workplace so that you can be successful and happy doing that. Right. And, you know, I interviewed a bunch of people also about their careers, because I knew, you know, just from people I knew in my network, and I actually did, a couple summers, I did intensives at Second City. I did improv and then I did storytelling.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it was really, really fun. And especially in the storytelling class, like, there were a lot of people who told stories about their life and careers. And a lot of them, I was like, wow. And so I went to them and I said, I want to interview you for my book, because, you know, there's one guy that was, you know, had this great job after graduation, but he hated it and he was falling asleep at his desk. He got fired. And then he moved to New York and he actually started a storytelling company, which he said he was like, you know, eating rice and beans. He was making like $15,000 a
Sure.
year,
Yeah.
you know, like he was just like
Yes.
subsistence
Yeah.
living. But he just kind of randomly got featured in the business section of the New York Times. And
Wow.
he said like he went from eating rice and beans to getting flown to California on Google's private jet to do these
Yes.
workshops. And then,
Oh
you
my
know, and so he was
gosh.
like, okay, like, woo, you know, I moved into a
Yeah.
better
I
apartment
made
and all this
it.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
But
yeah.
then, because he had not been used to that level of success, he didn't plan for it from a tax standpoint. So then he owed all this money to the IRS. And, you know, so it just, I just think
Yeah.
I've told a bunch of stories of, you know, people getting fired multiple times, you know, people that you see
Right.
and you're like, oh, look at them, they're so successful. But you don't know what their
Right.
backstory is. And so I wanted
Of
to tell
course.
people's like full career arc stories because for a lot of times people are like, oh, I guess I'm just not management material. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna be able to move up. You know, I mean, I could have
Right,
quit
right.
after not, you know, after getting eliminated from that one. I mean, I actually
Of
stopped for a
course.
second and said to myself, should I reapply for that job? Like they might just
Right.
reject me right off the bat.
Right, right, right.
But you know, sometimes it's just a matter of like keep on going towards your goal,
Of
you know,
course, of
and
course.
maybe it's going to be a different path than what you thought, but if that's something that you want, go for it,
You
right?
just keep
Don't,
going for it,
yeah, just
yeah.
go for it. And I wanted to tell those stories because I wanted it to be inspirational for people to be like, oh, wow, you know, that didn't happen
Absolutely.
magically. That person struggled, but now they're really
Worked.
satisfied.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like, we all want to see those come up stories, those payoff stories, Can you tell us a little bit of the clients that you work with? And, a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are like entrepreneurs or someone who is working on something on the side. Can you tell us, what you tell your clients about intermix, like when you live your business, how can you keep yourself sane, I guess? What do you tell your clients when it comes to things like that?
I mean, I work with people in corporate, but I work with business owners also.
Yeah,
And you
okay.
know, we always start with, I mean, most of the time when people come to me, it's because they have some obstacle or some pain point that they've been trying to get over on their own.
Sure,
And they've tried a lot of
sure.
stuff and it's not working, right? And so they're
Okay.
like, okay, you know, the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over and just getting the same result, right? So
Right.
they think they'll come and be like, what can I do differently to get a different result, right? So
Right.
what we start with is, what's your goal? I was working with a business owner over COVID. I mean, we started working together probably in the summer of 2020, and it was extremely stressful because obviously, you know, she
We're in a pandemic.
and pandemic and all of the restrictions around her employee, you know, who
Yeah,
could work together and people
definitely.
being out for testing or getting COVID and all this stuff. And she
Right.
was just working crazy, crazy hours. But we, you know, we started with, what's your goal? You know, what would you like the outcome of this to be? Right. So we start there. And then the second thing is like, okay, if you're at point A and your goal is point B, what does that roadmap look like? What needs to happen between now and then for that to happen?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times as we're putting that roadmap together, we're discovering like, oh, well, where are the gaps? Where are the skill? What are the skills or resources that need to be put
Sure.
in place? And then we may also need to really start understanding what's the dynamic, right? Like, what's the dynamic of where you're working, right? Are there some
Yeah.
issues there, right? Let's start seeing the situation clearly for what it is,
Right.
because that's going to inform the actions that you take also. And then really the last thing, but probably the most important thing, is
Yeah.
shifting the mindset to believe
Okay.
that that goal you've set for yourself is possible. Because
Yep,
it's
totally.
very natural for us to want to protect ourselves from pain, right? And
Yep.
if we're fearful that, oh, maybe it's not going to work, or it's not going to work. If
Yeah,
you
right.
are sitting
If you
there
keep telling
saying
yourself
it's
that,
not going to
right.
work, it's not going to work. So you have to
Right.
get brave, and you can be scared, but believe that it's possible. And
Right.
the thing that I think is really super interesting is that I've seen people that were like so fearful, like really protected. And this is natural. Like, we all want to protect ourselves from pain and disappointment and
Yeah,
rejection and all of
of
that.
course.
But if people can start to be like, okay, I'm going to come out of my cave of, fear, and I'm going to put a toe outside of the cave to say maybe the thing I want is possible. I have seen
Right.
things fall into people's laps, like literally.
Okay.
It's just,
Yeah. Wow.
because I do think, I mean, not to get too woo-woo, but I do think that,
No.
when we set things in motion, like when we say, okay, we say, this is what I want, this is my goal.
Yes.
When we
Yes.
start to put our roadmap or our plan in place, and then we say, okay, I think this is possible, we're going to start looking at the world differently.
Yes,
We're
we
going to
are.
start having conversations with people to say, hey, I want that job, or I'm looking for somebody
Yeah.
to outsource my manufacturing to. Which is
Right.
what that one client I had. She was manufacturing in a studio, and she was like, I'm good at design, and I want to like
Yeah.
pull myself out of the manufacturing and outsource that. Once she started saying out loud the things she wanted, she started finding, outsource manufacturers and interviewing them and
Yeah.
finding somebody that could actually do the work for her.
Yep.
But that's the first step towards getting the thing we want, is envisioning the thing that we want.
Sure. When you're working with people, and do they ever come to, like, I think that's normal in life. You start something and you may get to a plateau. How do you suggest for your clients or anyone else that you get over those so you can keep moving forward towards that goal or goals?
Well, I mean, I think that when we get to a plateau, I think a lot of times it can be because we haven't checked in with ourselves to say, what do I want next? Right?
Right.
I mean, it's sometimes hard to peel back the blinders enough to see, what's next. And I
Sure.
use that example that I used earlier, right? That I was the second banana in that I was the,
Yeah, I
right-hand
like that
person to the
example.
head of marketing, and I had not started envisioning what it would take to be a leader.
Yeah.
I had been able to be like, standing behind my boss, kind of
Right.
feeding my intelligence into his ear, and then he could stand up at the podium and say it, right? But I
Sure,
was going to
yeah.
need to get over my own fear of being on the front line, right?
Right.
And
Yep, yep.
I wasn't seeing that because my blinders were here. But by hiring the
Sure, keeping
coach,
you there.
she helped me explore, like, if you want to be a leader, you're going to have to step out. You're going to have to be
Yeah.
out there, and that might mean that you have to face some fears. You might have to,
Yep.
deal with some things you haven't dealt with in the past.
Sure. Terry, this will be the last question I leave you with. This has been amazing. Can you tell us, through your work with clients and then even just your own experiences, what should, people looking to be creative, anyone, the business that we're in, they're starting an app, what do you suggest to people who are just on that journey? Like, what have you learned that you've helped people with to complete it, I guess?
Well, I think it's to stay in touch with what you love. Like, who are you and why are you here? Right?
Yep.
So often we can kind of get caught up in the day-to-day, like we can zoom in on the thing like, oh, I have to get this little thing done,
Yes.
right? And
Yeah.
we lose touch with like what our bigger purpose is. And sometimes we have to
Yep.
zoom out and be like, where does this fit into the context of the bigger
The
reason
big
why I'm
picture.
here?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a lot of times when people are like either at a plateau or they're feeling like, I don't know, like they're not feeling a sense of purpose, it might be because they've in some ways gotten lost in the weeds. And they do need to zoom
Definitely.
out and be able to look out at the horizon and say, am I going in the right direction? Right? Like, what is it that
Right.
I
Yep.
want? And am I headed in that direction? And if not, what do I need to do differently?
Definitely. Terry, if people want to talk to you, about anything that we've talked about today, whether that be your book or career coaching, where can they get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, which is terrybmcdougall.com, and they can set up a free exploratory call there. If they're interested in my book, it's available on Amazon, and the name of the book is Winning the Game
Lovely.
of Work, Career Happiness and Success on Your Own Terms. And then if anybody is listening and they want to get connected with me, I'm very active on LinkedIn, and my handle on LinkedIn is Terry B. McDougall.
Amazing, Terry. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. We really, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jordy. It was great to be here.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to again the fifth episode of the Assist Podcast. Terry was amazing giving us insight into, how to combine your business and your pleasure so you can ultimately be happy and thrive in both. So please, again, go ahead and share this episode. And if you haven't already downloaded the Assist app, go ahead and do so or head to theassistapp.com. We'll see you next time.